Now, Tangents describe themselves as post-everything improv, and Pitchfork recently quoted Tangents as artfully mixing acoustic instruments and electronics in pieces that combine improvisation with careful processing. That's a pretty good description. It's little wonder the Tangents are a hard band to pigeonhole, though. The improvisation of the five members of Tangents have been captured on their latest album, Stateless. The album's been released via the Temporary Residence label, who have recently released Explosions in the Sky, Mogwai's latest, as well as having Mono and Zamuta on their roster. This has turned into a great combination, judging by the quality of this release, which brings together a myriad of sounds in a perfectly produced compilation. Joining me is electronic producer Ollie Bowen and cellist Peter Hollow. Good afternoon.
Hey.
Thanks for joining me today. It's one of these albums I've been listening to all day, and it just sort of permeates the brain, you know. It wanders around, and it's like a journey. Is that what it feels like to play improv music? Is it a journey as you're playing it as well?
Yeah, I think so. I think because the thing about improv is you have to be confident enough to know what you're doing with your instrument or your device, but you need to follow a lot. And so I think that's really big part of what you do in improv is listening to the others and following them. And so somehow it moves from place A to place B as it goes.
And do you find playing with each other more and more, you're learning how each other moves and sounds, so it gets easier and easier as you go?
Yeah, I mean, I guess it's never easy, but yeah, we definitely got to know each other quite well, and I think in a way we all one way or other kind of knew each other even before we started playing together, and you know, various of us have been fans of each other's music and things. So, but yeah, definitely the more you play, the more you get a sort of intuition about each other's playing.
Sure.
Yeah.
So Tangents is a perfect name for the band because I'm sure, you know, you've got all different angles that you're all coming in at, and that sort of comes across in the music. Can you tell about some of the background, your background? I know that you were in a four-tet? Four-tet.
The four-tet connection is confusing because we are the lovely Kieran Hebden did remix us recently. Yeah, so I guess I'm best known for four-play string quartet, which has been going for like 25 years or something like that, not quite 21. Or something. And we've had a lot of support for 2SER for decades, which is cool. But Tangents is obviously a bit of a different vibe from that, and so I've always been, as long as I've been doing 4Play, I've been really into electronic music and other experimental sounds, and so it's actually really exciting for me to be playing with wonderful musicians like this and playing genres which are kind of things I've been really into.
Ollie yourself, what was your background?
I'm from London and I've lived in Australia since 2008, first in Melbourne, and then I moved to Sydney in 2011, which is exactly the time we hooked up and started playing together.
Yeah.
I've got a band that's been going for probably as long as 4Play, maybe not that long, but a band called Icarus, a duo, which is myself and my cousin, and we make electronic music. The electronic components in Tangents, if you listen to Tangents and you listen to Icarus, you'll definitely see a lineage there. And I've played in lots of improv. I'm an academic and I make software and do research into new types of performance and electronic music. So some of that feeds into Tangents, but another aspect of Tangents is just getting back for me from that kind of super techie thing into a kind of really musical space, working with these awesome musicians.
Yeah, there's I said five, but it was pretty much four, and then is there five members all up?
I mean, it's worth mentioning that we are a bit of a kind of modular group almost, so we can play with smaller lineups. But yeah, there's five of us, where there's a guitar, drum, and keyboard, piano, /Rhodes, /other things, vibraphones. Yeah.
All sorts. Do you just have a whole bunch of instruments out there and you pick them up and put them down during the show?
There's a bit of multi-instrumentalism, particularly Adrian, who even gets his flute out once in a while. And I seem to have expanded from having one laptop to two laptops to having some pads and things. This is a kind of one-upmanship sort of weird. showy offy thing. Mm-hmm. No, it's actually just practical, yeah. Like, yeah, to throw more equipment at the problem when you're trying to work out how to do a live set.
Fair enough. Mm-hmm. Now, your first album, I, took 3 years from performance to release. About that. But it's reportedly quite different to how this album was made. Can you tell us how you created this album?
Yeah, with I, or one, I'm not even sure.
Oh, is it one?
I don't know. It's just it's a vertical line. It's one of those space dividers that you
That's use. Right, call it that.
Yeah, we're not sure. But yeah, that was recorded. That was just a recording of us playing live. There was a lot of post-production edits and kind of mix effects and stuff. So we always treat, I think our attitude is that we see the recorded work and the live work as always being these two different things. Even if we're just documenting a track, documenting a live set, we're still basically thinking about how that's going to sound on record and reworking it. So that record has edits, but basically it's a recording of a live performance. And pretty much the first time, well, absolutely the first time we ever played, we sat down, we did a rehearsal for a gig, and then we did the gig. We recorded the rehearsal and the gig, and parts of both of those became the record.
Yeah, that's amazing.
And then Stateless is a totally different beast. We decided we really wanted to scratch a different itch, which was the making studio music, which is just so good to do. I mean, that's what I have mostly done in my work, but to do it with musicians that can really play and just really throw amazing content into the mix is like a really great way to work.
Mm-hmm. Did you find that would you prefer doing the studio work as an album, or did you prefer just doing a one take and releasing it? You know, what was a better method?
I preferred the latter. I find that's a really satisfying process, to just have that perfect control and really work it in the studio. You know, you sit down. I mean, in fact, this record took a huge amount of time to make, and most of that time was us just sitting, like having those on our phones or in our cars, just checking out tracks, commenting, communicating about what we like and didn't like, and then just kind of working those over a long period of time.
How about yourself, Peter? Did you find a...
Yeah, definitely. I think, I think that they feed into each other. This record is quite surreal in a way, because there was much less interaction between us as musicians, except after the fact. And so I'd like to see a happy medium. but really, it's still, I expect it to be, the process to be very much like Stateless, because we all absolutely love the sound that it has. Yeah. So there just might be a little more interaction in groups as we put material together, but it's just so exciting kind of hearing this and knowing that all of it was played by us, but it's this alien kind of electronic but performed kind of beast.
So sure. Well, I guess it can be tricky to get you all together when 40% of you are in Canberra, I believe. So when you aren't all in the same room, you're sort of communicating, I guess, via online methods, commenting on what you've heard. Yeah. How often do you all get together in one room nowadays?
Well, we're managing to get together monthly, and that's very much a deliberate thing, and it's we're a kind of weird beast also, because it's spontaneous music, and so rehearsing, although it makes a lot of sense, is you almost kind of think, why don't we just perform, and that's our rehearsal, and so that's what we've done. We've decided to play monthly at the moment in Glebe, and Canberra's not that far. It's easy enough for show of our guitarists to get up here. So performing, I think, for an improvising band, the way you sort of develop as people is to play, and not just play to each other, but play to an audience.
Yeah.
I mean, we're very dedicated to the ensemble, so we're trying to get together.
When you do get together and play a gig, do you find yourself creating new songs, like, on the spot? You know, does that happen?
Oh, definitely. I guess it's just the question is what is a song, and what makes a track into a real track is a lot of work in the studio, actually crafting something out of these performances. So the performances, we're playing this Friday in Glebe at a little venue called the Glebe Justice Centre, and that will be, there will be some material that's recognisable from the album, because we feel that's it's a good challenge for us, and it's going to be meaningful to people who know our music and want to hear something. Sure. But basically what we do is play new, completely new music pretty much spontaneously as an ensemble, and listen and follow. So
yeah, and yeah. I mean, like during those pieces, people will come up with amazing licks and stuff that we work into a track. But yeah, it's true to say that we don't tend to then revisit those things. Except we do. We have been recording all of that stuff because we know how precious it is, the time we have together. Yeah. So we do multi-track recordings of the gigs we play. Everything separated out, so we can go in, we can take that stuff into the studio and muck around with it.
Fantastic.
Which we haven't done yet with this material, but when we do, we have
listened back.
And there's great material, but when we actually get stuck into that, who knows how far we'll mutate it and whatever.
Now, Oberon is a bit of a 12-minute epic from the album. It's a perfect example of how a song can sort of just take over and consume your senses. Was there ever a temptation to sort of just have one long track on the album and sort of morph them into
the album into one continuous track?
Yeah,
it's a really interesting question, that, because there's this question about what an album is and why it is, why we have these segments that are tracks and then these larger things that are albums, and particularly relevant question in the age of putting your music on Spotify or whatever.
Albums
still seem to really matter. They matter a lot to me. All of my Spotify playlists are albums, so I still kind of hold true to that format of listening to music. And some of those are prog rock albums or jazz albums that do have a 20-minute side A and a 20-minute side B, and that makes the record.
Yeah.
I love that kind of music, but this just didn't come about that way. I think we certainly could easily do that in the future. We could easily do a single 45-minute hour piece.
It's good to make it consumable in a way and have these little, our music is, our tracks are pretty long anyway. They're not terribly radio friendly, but I think I also love albums, but I sort of also love the fact that you can sort of skip around and have a favorite 10-minute segment that's a track or 5-minute or something. Oberon's a great example also of the methodology, because somewhere in the latter part of it actually shifts into this live performance at the end, doesn't it? Piano and drums.
Yeah.
It was
transplant of one thing onto another.
And it was very much I think it was a response by Adrian and Evan to the music that had been coming out of Ollie's computer, and it's a beautiful segue there too.
I love it. That's great. Yeah. Well, fantastic. Really loving the album. We didn't get to sort of chat about Temporary Residence, but I think they've been a big part of this, and I think it's fantastic that they've taken notice of you guys and releasing you worldwide. So congratulations on that.
Thank you.
Cheers.
You're playing tomorrow night, as we said, at the Glebe Justice Centre as a third part.
Friday night, I think.
Friday night. At the Glebe Justice Centre.
Indeed.
You can jump on and have a look at that, I'm sure, on their website. But Ollie and Pete, thanks very much for coming.
Thanks so much. Cheers.